Proclamation number 8615, dated the September 13th, 1963. Wrong portrayal of God. Error. Many misconceptions are widespread in the world and people do nothing in order to gain the pure truth. They are indifferent towards everything which is, after all, the most important thing in earthly life, to inform themselves about the spiritual kingdom, about their God and Creator and His will. And even though I mentally influence them time and again, the truth cannot penetrate the error-seance. Due to the misconception, I cannot be recognized as a supremely perfect being, and I am usually portrayed to people as a punishing judge, as a god of wrath, who merely has vengeance in store for everyone because they are sinful. As a result, they don't strive for such a god either, and a distance remains between me and the human race which should, in fact, be reduced in earthly life and finally completely disappear. And everything I send upon the human race through providence to make them think and turn to me is more likely to be regarded as evidence that no God exists, for they are unable to reconcile a God of love with the fact that people must suffer. They are unable to recognize Him because they are instructed entirely wrongly, because they don't know the reason for their human existence and the purpose of their life on earth as human beings. They could certainly be taught correctly, but they won't accept anything because they still harbor an inner resistance against me as long as they don't practice love. Love, however, has grown cold. People are governed by selfish love and therefore by the one who instilled this love in them, who is and will continue to be my adversary for an infinitely long time. Consequently, only error will come forth from him, whereas I will convey the truth to people. Yet the human being always determines for himself as to whether he accepts error or truth. Neither my adversary nor I will exert force on him. But because of the human being's immature nature, my adversary will be far more successful, particularly during the last days before the end, when error will dominate and the truth will only be accepted by a few people. For many schools of thoughts and ecclesiastical organizations openly endorse the error as truth, whilst the followers of the truth will only be those people whose will is seriously inclined towards their God and Creator and who, as a result of this will, enter into contact with me and receive the truth from me myself. As long as people still doubt my greater than great love, wisdom and might, they will not know the truth as yet. Thus, misguided teachings originate from my adversary, and he will always portray my nature in a distorted way in order to prevent people from loving me. He will describe me to people as a being which must be feared, and they will never strive for and hand themselves over to such a being. But all I want is my living creation's love, therefore I must convey the pure truth to them, in which they can also recognize me as a supremely perfect being whom they will then love in return. Error leads people into completely wrong thinking. For it is a most blatant error if they are told that I demand practices and rituals from them, that they can thereby acquire beatitude, because people are never assessed by me according to their fulfillment of earthly decreed commandments. Instead, only love is of value before my eyes. And this love, which I myself taught when I lived on earth, is certainly taught as well, but it is not emphasized as so important, or those who believe that they live according to my will would practice it more. For countless people conscientiously comply with their religious duties and yet live a life without love. This should make all of you think. The fact that these people are subject to great misconception against which the truth can hardly prevail, for they will not let go of their error which they could, however, recognize as error if they first fulfill the commandments of love, for then they would become enlightened, because love would kindle a light in them. However, were these commandments of mine fulfilled first and foremost, there would truly not be so much misery in the world, as can be recognized by every person. No hatred and enmity would exist between nations, it would be calm and peaceful, because this is the result of a life of love. Instead, the whole world is in turmoil and clearly controlled by Satan, which, in turn, is the evidence that the error is spread throughout the whole world and that the truth finds little acceptance with people, for the error is officially acknowledged and endorsed as truth. Only love alone incorporates truth. Everything else which is endorsed as being important yet does not include love can only be error, because it comes from my adversary who will always keep people from loving activity so that they will not recognize the truth, so that they will be unable to recognize me myself and offer me love, which simultaneously signifies their release from him. Believe it, you humans, that spiritual darkness is spread across you, that your thinking was led astray, and accept the pure truth when it is offered to you by my messengers, as they impart spiritual knowledge to you which originated from me myself and which will kindle a bright light in you, because in the truth you will recognize me and my nature and the love, which unites you with me again, will flare up in you. Just test everything that is given to you as truth as to whether it will stimulate you to be lovingly active, and accept that. But don't waste your time with external practices and rituals which cannot be regarded as loving activity and which are therefore also completely worthless for your soul. For I take no notice of such conduct, I only take notice of what love impels you to do, for this alone benefits your soul for eternity. Just contemplate the state of the world, how all of people's intentions and thoughts are purely concerned with earthly possessions. But the only purpose for your existence on earth is to prepare yourselves for the spiritual kingdom. Hence your thinking must be going in the wrong direction, and this is my adversary's doing. And therefore, as long as you live wrongly, your thinking is misguided. You are far removed from the truth. Consequently, I will try to convey the truth to you time and again, and blessed is he who accepts it when it is offered to him. Amen.